Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming more stories about how entrepreneurs and leaders are dealing with this economy more than ever before. That's our goal in 2021, to keep people informed as to the grassroots efforts by entrepreneurs to compete and succeed in this economy. My next guest, a returning guest, someone I respect a lot, Stephanie Nelson, founder, CEO of RevoMG. Welcome, Stephanie.
Well, thank you for having me back, Jeffrey, and good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Stephanie, the automotive industry, something that I've always followed my whole career. It's a big indicator of the whole economy. You're deep into the automotive industry, deep into direct mail marketing. What's going on? What are some of your thoughts about what we're going to be seeing as the year unfolds?
I think it's going to be a gangbuster year. Actually, 2020 even ended for a lot of dealerships with, they were up. Like they sold more than they did the year previous. So I think more people are driving. I think it's, I think they're going to see massive profits because inventory isn't going to be an issue where it was towards the end of the third quarter last year.
Well, I think that's probably true. Inventory is going to be up, and I would assume these manufacturers are going to have everybody vaccinated within their factories.
Yeah.
And there is pent up demand, I would assume, for people. There were a lot of used cars sold in, towards the beginning. But does that affect the direct mail industry? And I know the automotive industry relies on people like you a lot.
You know what? It really doesn't. And what I mean by that is the thing about Revo is that we're low risk, high reward. The initial investment is very small compared to your ROI. And what I mean is, like, we always have dealerships that have different mentalities. And that's what I love. That's why, like, I love the dealer world. Like, and when I say that, because I always compare them to like one of those, you go to the store and it's like all locked up and it's like you, for $1, you open it up and you don't know what you're going to have in this bag. It could be a bag of gold, or it could be a bag of, trinkets from China. And where I'm going with this is that's kind of like the personalities of every dealership, and they're all unique, and we cater to each dealership's unique quirks, their problems. But there is like one universal theme in, I would say, every dealership. They want to sell cars. They want to sell cars. And that's where I come in, where I actually, truth be told, Jeffrey, I've never even bought a car. I bought my first car with my first paycheck from like a penny saver, like somebody, some Joe Schmo down the street. So what I know, though, is what drives a consumer in to buy cars. And so once we build trust with the dealer, they're constantly making money off of us. And I love it. I always like to say, I feel like I'm and I built the letters this way, and I built the list this way, and I built Revo up this way in full transparency. And we're very honest with our clients. Heck, Jeffrey, I tell dealerships to not run more often than to run. And where I'm going with this is, what I feel like is sometimes a direct mail drug dealer. And I'll be on the phone with a Honda dealership, Toyota, Chevrolet, Nissan, what have you, Ford. And I'll say, you know what, dealer, I think you need to take, this month off. And they're like, no. I'm like, well, you're running through your list quite a bit, and why don't we just take a little break? And, very few take my advice. And the ones that do not take my advice, their rebuttal to me is, Stephanie, you should see what it looks like when you're not here. They also say, I'm guaranteed to make money. You are cheap. Now, mind you, hold on, everyone out there listening. These are still some of the same dealerships before I earned their trust to bring them on to the Revo bandwagon, told me I was really expensive. So note, really thinks really expensive at first, very cheap in the long run once you see the ROI.
It's refreshing to see someone who really just loves their business. You've been doing this for a long time. How'd you get into this business, and why? I mean, this has been your career, totally.
Totally my career for almost, 20 years.
And you're not selling houses. You like to sell cars.
I like to sell cars. I like to sell cars. Yes. And I was listening recently to like a podcast about like vision and what vision is. And I can't tell you that I have a vision. I can tell you this though, I'm very passionate about my clients, about every dealership out there. And I'm very passionate about their results. And from there comes the vision of Revo moving forward, Revo in different product lines, Revo expanding the list and how to make it so we get even better customers in there, or lengthen the runway of customers, look at their defectors. Because right now we mainly go after the active customers because the defectors essentially may not have the vehicle that the dealership has within their DMS. So I'm just passionate about the clients, and with the clients' results. And that is what, why I've been doing it for 20 years. And it feels like yesterday. Like, I actually wake up in the morning, I love my job. Like I heard somewhere, someone said, nobody loves their job. No, I flipping love my job. You can call me on a Saturday and a Sunday. I always answer. And if I don't answer, PS, my voicemail will be full. Something's going on there, but I always call you back. And I may know who you are, I may not know who you are, but I always call you back.
It's kind of interesting. I, you know, earlier in my career, I worked for the Volkswagen ad agency. And later in my career, I worked for the Chrysler agency. And the people who worked on those accounts, they were automotive junkies. And yeah. Here you go and you say, I love selling cars, I love doing marketing for the car business, but I've never bought a car.
Yeah. I think, you know, my husband would say that is what really makes the letters and the rotation successful, because I don't get involved in the emotional, like, aesthetics of something. I know what will bring a consumer to your showroom, and telling them that it has a new trim is not one of them. I mean, we get these fancy schmancy pieces at our house and I'm like, there's no call to action. And without a call to action, why are they going? Why is your consumer going to call?
Wow.
So, but going back to what you asked earlier, Jeffrey, about, you know, what got me into this, I stumbled upon a company on like monster.com, and it was direct mail. PS, didn't know what direct mail was. Automotive dealerships, no idea. And I was a country bumpkin from Montana, and I moved to Boston, and I drove from dealership to dealership selling direct mail, and I loved it. And I loved it. I still have the first customer's phone number that actually took a wild bet on me, because I wasn't the best salesperson, let's put it that way. And I grew from there. And the reason why I left the other company was not because I wasn't making money. I was making a lot of money. It was because they were removing from the customer-centric values that I hold true. And so I had to reinvent myself, and I reinvented myself again in direct mail. And then got in a partnership, kind of bad, like it was a bad partnership because we just had different value sets again. Got out of that one and then started Revo MG. And sometimes, you know, not everyone's value sets are aligned, and that's okay because we can always move on and reinvent ourselves. But I reinvent myself for the client and for the client's best interest. And I know very few things, and I'm most of the time the dumbest woman in the room, or man, or they. But I do know direct mail for automotive. Heck, maybe even banks. I have some ideas because I love the creative. I love data. Like, data really gets me going. And I think for 2021, some of the thoughts I have percolating for new creative and new data analytics, along with, you know, switching into maybe some service. I think the possibilities are endless. And In the weirdest way, it was like, I personally, maybe like other Americans, like, and maybe others not so much, but COVID-19 was a massive timeout, and to stop, evaluate. And I think I've seen more growth in 2020 than in any year, and growth that now I'm going to put out into the world and into the US economy when it comes to automotive marketing.
Well, everybody, if you can't tell, we've been speaking with the real deal, Stephanie Nielsen, founder of Revo MG. I guess if you can't tell, I can tell what you see from Stephanie is all her. There's no makeup. It's just all genuine. Stephanie, if someone's looking for your help in the automotive industry to do marketing for their businesses, how do they find you?
as I mentioned earlier, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, and I may have a full voicemail, so feel free to text message me or I'll call you back and say, hi, this is Stephanie, you called. I would say always the best way to get in contact with me is on my cell phone. And that number is 202-441-0824. And if I'm calling you, please pick up. I'm not the IRS, or the government, or a solicitor with the 202, because it is a DC number.
And your email, Stephanie?
It is snelson@revomg.com.
Great. Stephanie, great having you on. We're going to have you on again throughout 2021. Again, Stephanie Nelson, the real deal, founder, CEO of RevoMG. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Jeff. I can't wait to update you on, you know, the comings of the new year, along with if my bets were right in that it's going to be a gangbuster year for automotive.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.